We have a story involving a rare moment of national joy for Afghanistan. It involves cricket. You have no idea how huge cricket is in that part of the world. Afghanistan's cricket team was playing the biggest game in its history. NPR's Philip Reeves joined some fans in the capital, Kabul.
Aziz Ullah usually spends his day selling cars, but he's taking time out in a cafe with his friends, watching his nation's cricket team.
It's a good call from Mohammad.
This is Afghanistan's first ever game in cricket's leading tournament, the World Cup. They're playing Bangladesh in Australia. Aziz Ullah's enthralled.
I left my job today to watch the cricket game today.
Straight away we see the extra intent.
Tea is served. The game's going badly. The cafe fills with anxious cigarette smoke.
A bit of a bashing struggle for Afghanistan in this run chase.
The Afghan team begins to fight back. The rise of Afghanistan's cricket team on the world stage is remarkable. The sport only took root here a few decades ago and only took off after the fall of the Taliban in 2001. Many players learnt their skills next door in cricket-mad Pakistan as refugees from war. Cricket in Afghanistan is seen as a way of forging national unity in an ethnically divided land. Vegetable seller Zabi Ullah is sitting, legs crossed, on a rug, gazing up at the TV, trying to figure out what's going on.
Do you know what a googly is?
No.
Cricket is a deeply eccentric game with its own language. Abdul Wasir Jabari, a taxi driver, knows just enough of the rules to enjoy watching the game.
I understand the scores but don't know the specifics of the game. I know who's the winner and who is the loser.
That's more than can be said of the US Embassy in Afghanistan. Afghanistan ended up being the loser. Yet, way before the game was over, the embassy sent out a tweet congratulating Afghanistan on its victory. The correction that followed was too late to stop the world's cyber wags having fun. Cracking jokes about Americans once again prematurely declaring victory in a war zone. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.